Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bob Nation.
Let's go. Happy March Madness, everyone.
Yes. What a day.
One of the Buffs best win of the year. Last night. That was fun as hell at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're off to a roaring start. As soon as we're done here, I'll be back downstairs on the live stream. We're live streaming through the entire weekend. So if you're at home watching March Madness alone, tap in with us. Pull us up on your phone or on your tablet, your laptop, so you can hang out.
Or just come down to the bar and hang out with us, especially for tomorrow when both CU teams play.
Yes.
We're presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. You guys did this last year. I think I was gone. But you're like, want it rankings.
Yes.
For the schedule.
I love this.
It's going to be fun. We're doing it in tier list this time. Pull it up, Yaya. Let's show the people. That's right. Not the tier list, Yaya. Jeez. There it is.
Wait.
Can you show us the teams? Yeah, we have to see the teams.
We also need to tier. We need to name these tiers.
Let's do it real quick then. What is S tier? What does that mean?
Must-haves.
Can you change these, Yaya, on the fly? S tier. Must have. 100% need it. Like you need oxygen in your system.
Wow.
A tier.
Want it bad. It's not like it's you want it bad, but it's not a must have.
Okay.
I feel like that makes sense, yeah. Right? That's one step below must have.
Sure. So then B is just want it. It's not bad.
But well, you want everything.
We can't have everything though.
Yeah, I don't think we need this many tiers.
How many
must
do you
have?
Want
it bad. Want it.
Expected?
Expected. I like that.
Expected?
That's good. Good job, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thinking on the fly.
So four tiers?
And then like
of course.
I was thinking like the fourth tier is like
no, well, more than would be nice.
You can't be indifferent.
Is expected the bottom tier then?
I don't know. Help us out in the chat if you can think of another tier.
Or a lock.
No, because that's expected.
Do we just roll with three tiers?
Gotta have it.
Must win.
That's the first one. Must have. Must have. Want it bad. Expect it. There has to be one that's like it's nice to have, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would be nice.
Would be nice. There you go. Get rid of D and F. Let's get going here.
All right.
First team. There you go. Delete those rows. Beautiful. We're rolling. Is first team Oklahoma State? Or is there another team to the left of them? Oklahoma State, the first team. Last game of the year. the Friday after Thanksgiving at home in Folsom.
Oh, I like "We'll Take It" from Jeremy as the last tier. That's good.
We'll take it.
Okay. OSU, I'm putting in "Want It Bad."
Last game of the year. You always want the last game of the year. You got to end the game on end the season on a right note.
Exactly.
Arizona.
Ooh.
This one's gotten a little more interesting over the last year and a half.
It has. And like, can we put this aside?
Let's move on. UCF. Kay. On the road at Orlando. But the game right before the first bye week of the season.
Is it fair to expect a road win?
The bounce house is one of the toughest environments to play in.
You want to know something really sad?
What's that?
One of my best friends is getting married this weekend.
I don't even know what to say to that, bro. What are you doing? What do you do?
I mean, I think I have to go to the wedding.
All right, chat. Well, I'm going to be hanging out in Orlando with Neely on September 28th.
Yeah.
RK is going to be out twerking.
It's not. I used to say, like, no one who cares about me would ever have a wedding in the fall. And it's just, it's turned out to be completely wrong.
That's Josh Pate, like, built a brand on that.
Ban fall weddings.
Yes.
If I'm elected president, I will write in legislation that says you're not allowed to be open as a wedding venue on Saturdays or Sundays in the fall.
I absolutely love it.
So consider that when you're doing your ballots. Write me in.
So we'll take it then as a road. It's going to be a Florida game with the Coach Prime angle and all this Florida connections we have. I feel like it's a little bit more than bottom tier. Expected? Got to show.
That's what I mean. Expected is like, I think it's, but how many wins did they have last year? Four?
Give me a minute. UCF, I think it was a little down last year, but I think they were solid overall. They were 6-7.
I'm going to put it in "Want It Bad" because it's a battle of black and gold. It's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be messing around with letting that one slip through our fingers.
Texas Tech. This is another game on the road. It's the first game after that second bye week, November 9th.
We'll take it.
North Dakota State, first game of the year.
Expected.
Cincinnati, one of the worst teams in the Big 12. The game before that second bye week on October 26th in Boulder.
Expected. We're breezing through this now.
We have to.
I know. I'm not even gonna throw anyone under the bus, but yeah, we have to work quick today.
Nebraska. I mean, come on.
Yep, we don't even have to think twice about this one.
You gotta have this one.
This is must have, and let me just underline this in double bold Sharpie 7 times. We don't play Nebraska anytime soon again. It has been well over 4,000 days since Nebraska beat Colorado in football.
Mm-hmm.
You win this one, there are going to be players on the team at Nebraska that have never been alive for a Nebraska win over Colorado by the time you play again.
You just have to have this.
This is as big as it can get. If we win this one, when we win this one, I am going to bury those fuckers online.
Let's go. It's kind of the same situation with CSU, the next team here.
Yeah, it is.
I do think they might be on a future schedule, but it's going to be a while.
Yep, another one. Again,
this one's been turned up a few notches after last year, too.
Yeah. I think Richard Nixon was the president the last time Colorado State beat Colorado. I'd have to double check my math on that one.
Probably.
But Yeah, it's been a long time. Lindsay, who just walked up here, probably doesn't even remember it. It was so long ago.
Were you even alive then?
Yeah. She was probably single. Now she's married, children.
Yep.
Anyways, that also goes in must-haves.
Must-have. Have to. They've been chirping. Even after yesterday, too.
Yeah, they talk a lot.
It's like, why are you guys so weird?
I don't know. They are weird behavior coming out of those people.
Very strange and odd people.
This will be forever known as the Kim Norvell game.
Courtney's wearing CSU stuff now too. What is going on over here?
No, she's not.
Oh, good.
I liked Courtney. What the hell?
Damn.
Anyways, this will forever be remembered as the Kim Norvell game.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
Has to be. Baylor, homecoming. Big 12 opener. September 21st, Folsom Field.
Yeah, this is wanted bad. Mostly circumstance is making you want this bad.
Mm-hmm.
Return to the Big 12, homecoming.
Yep.
All of that stuff, all packaged into one. You could make a case for must have, but it's Baylor.
Exactly. Yes. Colorado's just a better team than them.
Yeah.
Kansas. This game, second to last game of the year, Saturday, November 23rd at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City.
I don't feel any specific emotions necessarily about this one.
Yeah.
It sure would be nice to have a Colorado team win a game at Arrowhead.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm just going to put this in we'll take it.
I agree.
Okay.
You got to sort out your priorities, you know? You can't just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just make 12 games must-haves.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing I hate about Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence, nice town.
Jalen Daniels, sick.
Yep. I hate their basketball program, but that's a whole other animal.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that when we get there.
And actually, neither of them are animals. They're Jayhawks, which isn't a real thing.
Kansas State, the Wildcats. First game after that first bye, October 12th in Folsom Field. Probably one of, if not the best team in the conference, if you go by preseason odds.
Revenge for Dan Hawkins. I was at that game, Andre, and it ruined my life. give me, I guess the silver lining was it did get Dan Hawkins fired. Give me want it bad on Kansas State.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
It's a home game against a top tier team in the conference.
Yeah, that's true.
You win, if you're winning games like this, the trophies are going to start piling up.
Definitely. Utah then. Saturday, November 16th at Folsom Field. It's Utah. We know who Utah is. Cam Rising's back. Maybe a little more heat in this matchup if it's basketball just because of the Lawson thing. But
yeah. Lawson got the heat.
He got wrecked.
Vegas, I'll tell you that.
He got wrecked.
This is at home, right?
Yep, at home, Folsom Field.
I don't think it has the juice. Does this have the juice to be a must-have?
No. I don't think so.
Like, I thought about that stupid podcast, and that made me really want to win.
Want it bad?
Is Want It Bad getting too crowded?
No.
It's what?
No. Utah.
I don't think there's any home games that are will take it. I think we go want it bad.
Now, does Arizona go into must have? Is this game going to have the most heat after the actual rivalry games with Nebraska and CSU?
Here's where my brain's at with this. You've got two different players who are competing for the title of best in the conference at that position.
Yep.
I don't think it's that much of a competition. Other people do. Noah Fifita, Shedeur Sanders, certainly coming into the conference as in the upper tier of quarterbacks fighting for the crown of best quarterback. Travis Hunter and Teteroa McMillan fighting for best wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You add in the wrinkle that Travis is going to have a chance to guard Teteroa.
Yep.
And it gives this game a lot of juice. Add in the fact that they probably should have beat Arizona last year.
And all the social chirping.
And all the social chirping from their fans who only come out of hibernation for football season once every 20 years.
Yes. I think it's up there. I think it's must have.
All right, fuck it.
Send it.
It's giving them a lot of respect, to be honest, to put them with those two disgusting logos on the top line.
I mean, look, man, they're one of the best teams in the conference this year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the road, though.
It is on the road, but
I don't think I can put a road game in must have.
So would you switch Utah with Arizona? We're going to have six teams and want it bad?
What do you think, chat?
Let us know. Which game means more to you this upcoming season? A win over Arizona or a win over Utah? While you guys settle that out, we will sort this out on the other side of this break. Shout out to our wonderful friends over here at Circa. You could download the Circa Sportsbook app in Colorado. And they do, so they hand...
Reeve said it's a must-have for Arizona to get out of financial ruin.
Circa, like, hand-picks all their, or hand-posts all their lines?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Yeah, Circa is one of the few remaining sports books that has real people setting their lines, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, artisanal sports betting. Handcrafted sports betting.
Wow.
But I have to tell you guys, so Dre and I have been on this vibe of betting every underdog in the tournament for 2 years now. I went back and checked the numbers. 2 years ago, we were plus 14.5 units. Last year, we were plus 20.5 units. Over the course of the entire tournament, you bet every underdog on the money line blindly, no second guessing anything. And I went to do it this year. I opened up the Circus Sportsbook Colorado app, and I'm like, man, these lines feel really juicy. I went to a competing sportsbooks app to look at their lines. Nowhere near it. Like, I'm talking like 20-25% more juice on some of the underdogs at Circa. And that's why I call Circa like the sports bettors sportsbook. If you're new to this and just kind of getting into it, I'll be honest. Some of the other sportsbooks are going to have some like fun, easy, entry level.
Yeah, they're going
to
bait you.
Yeah, and not even like they're going to give you some fun boosts and fun things to get started and kind of get your feet wet. If you're a true blue, for lack of a better term, degenerate like myself,
yeah,
Circa Sportsbook Colorado is the one for you, because over the course of a year, when you make 1,000 bets or whatever it may be, you're going to win more on your wins by doing it at Circa. So get over there.
They're the absolute goats. Check out our March Madness stream. They're live right there downstairs. Of course, watch this show first. And then tune in. RK will be there. I'm sure I'll make an appearance at some point. The entire weekend, all the way through Sunday. Download the Circus Sportsbook app at circussports.com. Circus Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circus Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
All right. Also, check out our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery. It's March Madness. I don't know what goes together better than March Madness and a beer, just like an ice-cold beer. Maybe you couldn't get off work today, and you're just going to get home around 5:30 for the evening slate of games. Like, you just got to crack open a cold one.
Yep.
And if you want something that's great-tasting, refreshing, but also bold, get a beer from Breckenridge Brewery. It's the official craft beer of DNVR, and there's so many great options over there. Like we have right here, the Broncos Country Hoppy Pale Ale. It's drinkable, but also, you know, like, this is a beer.
Yep.
A beerman's beer.
Got some body.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So get over to Breckenridge Brewery. Use the Breckenridge Beer Locator at breckbrew.com to find the nearest ones to you.
All right, I think Utah is the one that won out in the chat there.
Really?
Scroll up for us, Yaya.
Let's see this.
Is it not?
Zona, Utah. They cheated us at Utah. Good point. You already have road games and must have. I know, but those aren't true. It's different when it's a rivalry. That's actually all three would be road games and must have if we kept Arizona in there.
That is true.
That's dangerous living.
That's how we do it, though.
I think we're shoehorning a third into must have, personally.
So just load up the, what's the tier below it?
Want it bad.
Want it badly?
That's what I would do.
I'm fine with that.
I feel like it's a safe way out, but I have to be real. Like, that one, those two are the ones you have to have.
Definitely.
My year won't be ruined by any other game.
Fair enough. There it is, chat. We'll hit CU basketball here shortly. But it sounds like the ACC is, something's going to happen here soon.
Jeez, so Virginia's performance was that bad?
Yeah.
They're shutting down the whole conference?
That's actually the entire reason why.
That's insane.
But Clemson has joined Florida State in their legal battle against the ACC. Of course, they have that outrageous grant of rights and media deal going through 2036. But more schools are talking about potentially hopping on this lawsuit to try and get out of the ACC or get out earlier than 2036. But let's talk about these teams, because if this happens, you know, some are going to go to the SEC, some might go to the Big Ten, but there's going to be a solid group of teams who are looking for a home.
Yeah.
So how would you feel about Miami in the Big 12?
I feel like Miami has zero Big 12 energy.
They kind of got some little brother energy, I guess.
I don't know. I could see Florida State in the Big 12. Like, there's just something about Florida State that has a little Big 12 flavor to it. Obviously, I think Florida State would probably be the number one target for the SEC.
Yes, exactly.
If they were going to make that. So it would be a hard one. Miami just doesn't... Like, I feel like Miami would also go to the SEC. It just feels right.
I feel like Miami's just, like, fine where they are. Like, if the conference dissolves, they'll be like, all right, we'll go somewhere else, I guess. But they're, like, fine in the ACC at this point.
Are they strong enough to go independent?
Maybe 20 years ago.
Okay.
Not now.
Okay.
So this 247 Sports article projected landing spots. They had Big 12 for Miami. Virginia, they put in the Big 10, but after that performance the other night, they might have to go down to, like, the Atlantic 10 or something.
Yes. Put them in the A-10.
Virginia Tech's a TBD on this list.
Virginia Tech, huge Big 12 energy.
I like that.
That's a Big 12 team if I've ever seen one.
That'd be a fit. You already have West Virginia. Just throw in Virginia Tech.
Yes. Make it a rivalry.
Clemson in the SEC, of course, is what they also have.
Yep.
They have NC State, though, Big 12 also.
I could see it, yep. They've got, like, Kansas State kind of vibes to them.
Yeah, like they have a great year every 10, 15 years or something. Yep. Duke, TBD. How do you feel about Duke?
Too good of academics.
They got North Carolina going to the SEC. They put Notre Dame in here. They kept them as independent. I don't even know why they threw them in here.
Virginia in the Big Ten is also a great fit.
Yeah.
There was a guy at the CSU game who wore the
the Iowa football
Virginia
shirt.
Basketball is Iowa football.
Yes. In this article, they actually have FSU in the Big Ten, which does not make any sense to me.
That's the opposite of a stylistic fit. Florida State has swagger.
Yeah.
No one in the Big Ten does.
That's just bait right there. Just bait. Other teams that weren't listed in this article. Do we bring Cal and Stanford back into the Big 12?
No. No, get rid of Cal and Stanford. Make them just focus on school. They have zero fans. They have no atmosphere at their games. I guess the Bay Area is, like, nice to travel to, but, it, like, you're, I don't know. I can't think of two schools that have less juice than Cal and Stanford. Cal hasn't had anything cool since Deshaun Jackson left.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch.
It's been 20 years almost at that point, too.
Yeah.
Other teams that weren't listed, BC, that's way up there in the Northeast, too.
Again, too good of academics. Put BC, Duke, Cal, and Stanford can start their own conference.
Okay.
It would be like Ivy League Part 2.
Georgia Tech in there, too?
They can join the Ivy League. There we go.
Georgia Tech in there, too?
Yep.
Too high of academics?
Yep.
You could get Atlanta, though.
I know. Atlanta would be sick. I'll allow it.
Louisville?
That's Big 12.
Pitt.
Put them in the Big 10.
I agree with that one, too. SMU, who is paying their way into the ACC.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, we'll let them in. Come on, we there want Dallas.
More Texas, more Dallas. Syracuse?
Put them with Cal, Stanford, Duke, and whatever the other school was. Georgia Tech.
Last one, Wake Forest.
No.
Just no.
No. Maybe Big Ten?
Oh, man. We'll see what happens with this. It's getting messy and involving lawyers and judges and all this nonsense. Congress probably at some point.
Ugh.
Disgusting. What have we become, college sports?
I don't know, but keep your lawyers, judges, and Congress away from my love of sports.
College sports is the third political party that we all adhere to.
Now that I can get behind.
I could ride with that, Yaya.
That's what college sports is.
Yep. Who would be the college sports presidential nominee?
Me.
You?
And I'm running on the campaign that you can't have fucking weddings on fall Saturdays
or
Sundays.
It all comes full circle. Hell yes. That's how you tie in. Great stuff.
I'm winning that campaign.
How about last night? How about those Buffs?
Oh, man. I had so much fun watching that game.
It was another nerve-wracking Buffs game.
It was stressful for sure, but I don't know. It was something about it. I think it was just the vibes of the bar. Like,
yeah.
It's just all Buffs in there except for two Boise State fans, which is just like the perfect amount.
Who piped up with 5 minutes left
for
in the game.
For the first time. Yes. Yeah, yeah. But it was packed in here. You know, we had fights on going. We had Let's Go Buffaloes going. It was just great, man. I loved it. We had the watch along. I was popping in and out of that. And The Buffs are built for this shit. The ugly shout out to Ben Burrows for the everlasting term gird your loins.
Yep.
You just gotta hunker down late in games and find a way to pull them out, and that's what Tad Boyle teams do. And so like when they get into these just sludge matches, I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm at home. And credit to KJ Simpson, because that's what you do when you're just a winner. He did not play well. He had no personal rhythm. He wasn't making shots. They were doing a great job of taking away his spots. And then in the last 5 minutes, all he did was make winning plays.
Yep.
Just across the board, massive rebounds. Finally hit his little floater on like the toughest one he shot. Making free throws is everything. And that's what makes him a dog, and that's what makes him just a winner. So I'm really, really, really happy he's on our team. And that's an NCAA tournament win. I don't care what anyone says. According to the NCAA, 100%. That's the first round of the tournament.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. KJ's just a dog. Only went 6 of 18 from the field, but still finished with a double-double, 19 points, 11 rebounds, still had 4 assists and 2 steals with that, and only 1 turnover. So as a team, the Buffs, they were a little sloppy last night. They had 12 turnovers. They got out-rebounded in terms of offensive rebounds, 19-6 by Boise State.
Yeah. But they just missed so many layups. Yes. Like, there are so many easy rebounds around the rim. I think at one point, Boise State was 6-for-17 on layups.
Yep. Yep, you're right. We're kind of burying the lead here because Tristan Da Silva was lights out last night.
When he goes, they're going to be fine. You know what I mean? Like, he's three-level score. who usually has a mismatch on defense. But the corner three he made on the pass from KJ, down four with about four-ish minutes left, maybe a little less, was, to me, the play of the game.
Definitely.
It was so needed. They were in a scoring drought. And when it left his hands, I swear to God, the whole game, like, flashed before my eyes. I was like, if it goes in, we have a chance. If it doesn't, it's over.
Right.
And he cashed it, didn't even sniff the rim. But they need him to be aggressive. And I think that they need to run more sets for him specifically to get to his spots and get his shots.
That's how you kind of get him going early, too. Yep. And that's really been his biggest issue, is coming out aggressive, attacking mentality. And you saw that last night. Like, that's how all these games usually go for CU. Like, you could tell within the first 5 minutes if Tristan's going to have a great night or not, usually.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened last night.
Yeah, and credit to Tristan, because there's also a narrative out there about him. Like, if he has a good first half, he's going to have a bad second half. If he has a bad first half, he's going to have a good second half. I thought he put together a pretty complete game last night. And I didn't talk about this on our little impromptu post-game show on the watch-along.
Yeah.
But the defensive execution down the stretch, just obviously we talked about the defense being good and, you know, how they made it happen late, but, like, the same exact things that they did against Washington State late in the game, where it's all film study.
Yeah.
This is knowing your opponent's actions, and you're just watching them run an action, Buffs take it away. Run another action, Buffs know exactly what's coming, they take it away. And now there's 8 seconds left on the shot clock, and they're just scrambling for a contested jumper. That is credit to, like, a veteran, experienced, well-coached team that they're paying attention in those film studies. And Tad Boyle's telling them, like, this is what they're going to go to late down the stretch. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you see this high ball screen, you know what's coming off of it. Take it away. And KJ and Tristan specifically, and Luke O'Brien as well, are just jumping all of these actions and just making life a living hell for your opposing offense. I'm excited to see them go out against Florida. It's not the best matchup stylistically, but I think we have the better stars.
For sure. Easily.
And so we just got to find a way to, you know, negate some of their advantages when it comes to length and athleticism.
I mean, you mentioned it. Colorado defensively was just nails, man. They only allowed 34% field goals from Boise State. Only 2 threes. They shot 18 of them. They're shooting 11% behind the arc. All that while getting out-rebounded and having more turnovers than Boise State. It was just another gritty win, and it reminded me a lot of that Washington State dub last week, too.
Yep. Doesn't it just feel like, though, they're due for a good shooting performance now?
They have to, man. They haven't had one in so long.
Yeah, I mean, probably Utah was pretty good. Didn't they score 80 points in that game?
But a lot of that, I feel like, was just Eddie just dominating. And I think he had nearly a 20-point game that night.
That's true. Yeah, I hope that there's just a game where, like, Luke O'Brien is making his open corner threes, and Javon Hadley is getting some easy buckets at the rim. Like, it's just been a slog for 4 straight games now.
Yeah.
Or I guess 3 straight games now, right?
So they scored 72 against Utah in the Pac-12 tournament.
I mean, and then what?
58 against Washington State and 68 against Oregon, and then 60 last night for the win.
Yeah, so they haven't cracked 70 points in 3 straight games. There's got to be one coming where the threes are falling and they're getting some, you know, some good, easy offense. We talked about it a little bit last night. Florida lost their kind of stud 7-footer.
Yep.
Just a couple days ago, I guess, a couple games ago.
SEC championship game, I believe.
Yeah, so it's certainly an advantage for the Buffs that they don't have him, because it'll give Eddie a little more chance to do his thing. Eddie is a hot button topic right now.
Yeah.
But this team plays much better when he can get some stuff going inside.
Yep. Colorado hasn't scored 80 points since that win over Stanford. That was the 4th game in their 8-game winning streak. We'll see how they match up against Florida tomorrow, 2:30. Come down to the DNVR bar. Come hang out with us. We'll definitely be talking about that one tomorrow, too.
Back-to-back Buffs games.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yep. Four for the women's game, right?
Five.
Okay. With that being said, let's hit this final break and get to questions.
All right.
You like money, right?
Love money.
What if I told you can get $200 just for opening a checking account?
I would then do that.
You can do that with our friends over at Premier Members Credit Union. PMCU, as it is in their name, is a credit union, not a bank, which means they do things differently. They look out for you. They're going to give you some of the best rates on your savings account. Or if you want to earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with their reverse tier money market, whatever your goals, they can help. All you need to do, become a member at PMCU, open a checking account, and turn on e-statements, and you'll get $200. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. Shout out PMCU.
Jake, do you like money?
I love money.
What if I told you that you can get $350 off a new floor when you use the code DNVR at Empire Today?
I'm in. I'm sold.
All right. So you take your $200 that you got there. You take your $350 off. You got $550. And then you take that to bet all the unders and underdogs
yes.
in the tournament. Schedule a free in-home estimate today with our friends over at Empire Today. And all listeners can receive a $350 off discount when they use the promo code DNVR. Go to empiretoday.com/DNVR. Get you a new floor. As we always say, we got you covered from roof to floor at DNVR.
Yep. We definitely do. Hit that like button, guys. Subscribe to the channel. We put out a ton of content yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
There's a pro day video. There's a takeaways from practice video with Unk. All the press conferences. Of course, yesterday's show, breaking everything down. So go check that out if you missed any of it.
I have to say this. People are always looking for fun, little easy ways to help us. Mm-hmm. One of them, of course, is to hit us with a thumbs up on the stream. A little low today, not going to lie. But another one is if you're watching press conferences, or like anything that we do pre-recorded and not live, leave a comment.
Yeah.
It could be anything. You could just comment for the algorithm.
Or Buff Nation.
Or, yeah, Buff Nation, let's go. But, you know, I would say even more so to just get the conversation going, just comment the most interesting thing about the mm-hmm. presser that you saw. It helps us. It helps boost us in the algorithm so that more people can see our videos, which obviously is our goal, is to just spread the word.
Definitely. I put out an article yesterday, too. Four players who improved their draft stock at CU's Pro Day. So tons of stuff for you guys to go check out on our YouTube channel and at thednvr.com. They did not have practice today. Well, that'll be a first question for Master Stickwork. Practice tomorrow, but no media availability. So we'll be watching well off and reach the people in the pregame show, just like you guys.
Did you see that LeJonte Wester screen for a touchdown yesterday?
Yes.
The burners.
They're real.
Yeah, they are.
They're real, man. What else we got, Yaya?
Super chat.
East Coast Kev with the super chat. A win over Utah because they screwed Travis Hunter twice. Baylor should definitely be expected. I think the Baylor one just carries a little more weight because it's the return to the Big 12.
Yep, for sure. It wasn't Utah, by the way, who screwed over Travis Hunter. It was the Pac-12 refs.
Yes, definitely.
So hopefully the Big 12 refs don't do that.
But there's some reason to feel like an extra edge against Utah, too.
Oh, yeah. Plus, they wear red.
Exactly.
It's worked out so great for me in my life that all of my most hated teams are red. Chiefs,
yep.
The Red Wings. It's not perfect, but like in most sports, there's a team I hate that wears red.
If only the Lakers wore red.
Leeds, you know, his traditional biggest rival is Manchester United.
Yep.
It's nice and easy.
Uncommon soul with the super sticker. A microphone.
Okay.
That's it.
Great sticker.
Appreciate you, Tony. Or a common soul. Tony with the super chat. He says, if they go undefeated, QB1 goes number one in the draft. I don't even think they have to go undefeated for him to go number one.
8 wins?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Caleb Williams win 7 last year?
Yes.
7 wins?
Yeah.
He's going number one. As far as I'm concerned, he's going number one.
Absolutely. I mean, you could throw out all the Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers propaganda that you want, but 2 is him.
Exactly.
Bad Mama C, if the floor is 6 wins, where are they coming from? Must win plus expected, include 50-50 of want it bad. So can you pull up the tier list again real quick, Yaya? So if you're looking at, it'll be more than 4 for sure.
So if you win the must-haves and the expected, you're at 4.
We'll take it in the expected. Is that what you meant?
No. Must have and expect.
Oh, okay.
Now you're at 4. We'll take it. Let's say you get 1 or 2 of those.
Okay.
Now you're at 5. And then if we're talking about getting to 6, then you only needed 1 of the wanted bads. But I think the number is closer to 8.
Definitely.
So then I say you get 3, half of the wanted bads, and you're to 8.
I like that. Did you fill out a bracket?
5.
Okay. Which one, how many of them do you have CU winning at all?
None.
Okay.
But I do have CU making it to the Elite Eight in one of them.
Sweet.
I had to put it in one of them just because I was like, I if I'm not the person who's benefiting from this and they make an Elite Eight run, like something's gone terribly wrong.
Absolutely.
But no, I actually only made 4, but I'm in 5 different pools. One of them is you can make. What is going
which game?
On here? I think that they have plus. I think that they had plus 20 something or something.
On Long Beach?
Yep.
5280 Ivan asked, how far does the CU men's team go in the tourney? And what would be defined as a success? I think a win tomorrow, and I think you could be pretty happy and satisfied overall. I think that they are capable of making it to the Sweet 16, though.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to beat a 2 seed in Marquette, but I don't love Marquette mm-hmm. as a 2 seed. Obviously, they could go down too, but making it to the Sweet 16 would be an unequivocal success. No one can say anything.
Right.
Winning 2 tournament games, though, including last night, and then beating Florida, I think would be hard to thumb your nose at. This was the team, though, coming into the year that everyone said, okay, this should be the one that works out for Tad. This should be the one that he gets to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
The little kind of lull they hit in the middle of the year made that a lot more difficult on them. But in the end, they've got a chance.
Marquette's going up against Western Kentucky, I believe. And they have one of the fastest, if not the fastest, pace of play in the country.
The Hilltoppers?
Yeah, but they are a little sloppy, too. They got a pretty high turnover rate.
Well, when you go fast,
yeah,
that's when the turnovers happen. I'm excited. That's tomorrow? No, it's got to be tonight.
Right? Probably tonight.
No. It's got to be tomorrow because...
Oh, yeah, I don't have a Western Kentucky, I think, bet today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's got to be tomorrow.
What else do we got? One last check before we head out.
We are Gucci.
Alrighty, guys. Short one today, but hit the like button on your way out. We'll be back tomorrow. probably some football stuff. Hopefully we get a well-off video or something to talk about before we're live. So
love it.
See you then. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs. Tune into the live stream.